And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, endowed with abilities far beyond mere mortal radio entertainers, such as the unerring ability to break format, mispronounce the name of the major sponsor, not to mention the name of the president.
Jimmy Carter.
Flash Frisbone, who last month received the largest severance pay ever awarded for a jock for not even saying one word on the air, $4,616.96 from KBOX K-Bucks. As we join our hero this month, he is staring at his severance paycheck, still stunned, and he has been told there's a collect call for him. Let's listen.
Hello?
Hello, this is the operator.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I have a collect satellite call for Mr. Flash Frisbone.
Frisbone.
Will you accept the satellite charges?
Oh, sure.
Wow, I got enough money not to sweat a phone call. Boy, I'm going to get out of radio. Maybe start that waterbed store at last.
Hello? Hello? Frisbone.
Frisbone.
Whatever, son. Say, this is Benson Berner over in Savannah, son.
Benson Berner? You mean Ben Berner, the owner of the Savannah ball team?
Yes, and the yacht. Oh,
say, too bad about that race.
Oh, think nothing of it, son. Well, listen, the reason I'm calling is because I've got a job for you down here in sunny Georgia.
Well, Mr. Berner, I don't really need a job. I got some money and,
But, son, we need you down here in Georgia. We're starting a new network. CWN, I call it.
CWN?
Yeah. Got the idea for it when I was on vacation up in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Heard this station up in Manitoba. See, it was all weather.
That was me.
And they played music that was about the forecast.
That was me.
Yeah, and I really, really liked it, son.
That was me.
Well, yeah, I got your name from Billboard. See, I got the ad right here. It says here, says you do everything.
Yeah, they give me a rate on that ad. I run it every week.
Well, son, we need you. Come to Savannah. Would you come?
Sure, I guess, but I really don't need to. See, I'm going into the waterbed store business.
Later,
you know?
later, son. Listen, I'm sorry to call you, collect, but I wasn't sure if I'd get you. You know, I called 15 stations already today before I found the right one.
No problem. I got money.
Well, listen, I'll see you in Savannah, son.
Okay, I see ya.
Bye now.
Bye.
This is the operator. Are you through, Mr. Frisbone?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, send the bill to me at CWN in Savannah.
Okay, Mr. Frisbone, the bill comes to $4,614.85.
What?
Well, Mr. Frisbone, satellite time is expensive, especially since they lost SATCOM 3.
Oh.
We'll send you the bill. Have a nice day.
Bye.
And so, with $2.11 to his name, our hero journeys to sunny and beautiful Georgia, the studios of CWN, and the offices of Benson E. Berner.
Well, son, this is where history's gonna be made. The Cable Weather Network. 24-hour-a-day weather on TV.
It didn't work on the radio.
Of course not, son. Folks want to see the maps.
I don't see the maps. Where are the maps?
Oh, they're not here yet, son. They're on back order. Hey, I hope they'd be here for tomorrow's inauguration, but they just didn't arrive yet.
Oh, who else works here?
Well, son, I've hired the best weather names in the business.
Uh-huh.
Names like Dr. Frank Field and Storm Field.
Ooh.
And Valerie Voss, Ward Allen and Albert, and George Graffis,
wow.
Just to name a few.
Whew.
All the big weather names.
Ooh, gosh, where are they?
Well, they haven't arrived yet.
Uh-huh.
We're still negotiating.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we sign on tomorrow, and that's why I need you.
Oh, for a weathercaster.
Well, no, son. Not exactly. You see, the audio equipment didn't all come in.
Audio equipment?
Right, and we need a 1,000-cycle tone.
1,000-cycle tone?
You know, ooh.
Ooh?
That's right. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh,
ooh.
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 Ooh. No, a little higher.
Ooh.
A little higher.
Ooh.
That's it. Now, what I want you to do, Frisbone, is to stand behind that test pattern over there, son.
Yeah?
And just go, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. Yeah, like that. Okay, now just go over there behind the test pattern and go, ooh. And, but keep it regular. You know, a little more regular. That's it, son. Now, don't let up. You just stay there and do that, and I'll go in and turn on the transmitter, and we'll begin transmitting. Now, just keep it up, son. That's good, son. That's good. Just keep a little more regular, son.
Well, Is our hero going to make it? Will he keep a steady tone going? Will he make it without breaking format? Will he get a date with Valerie Voss? And what about Elma Gluck? Tune in next month and find out as we bring you another episode of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace! Amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the Aircheck Factory at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
Try and keep it a little more regular, son. A little more regular!